coming into the second hour of the program, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. The first hour is down as far as the 21st is concerned. It is Universal Time Coordinated, also known as Universal Coordinated Time, also Coordinated Universal Time. It is now 1 a.m. Over at that time zone, 855-450-FREE. The Australians are predicting that the world will end at 10:11 p.m. Australian time. I think there's more than one time zone down there, but there was an Australian article suggesting that that was the time at which the world will end. We've got Dominic on the line who suggested that perhaps there will be a zombie apocalypse. Maybe it won't just be like an instantaneous world ending, but the dead could rise from their graves and begin munching on brains, which would be an interesting way for the world to end.
I think I might be feeling myself start to turn. I'm not sure.
Let's go to Dominic. He's still with us. He had some extra thoughts he wanted to share. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, thank you. Well, if the dead do rise again, then what Mark had said a couple weeks back about the 22 being an extremely effective round for getting killing done is absolutely the case, especially with zombies, because it typically has plenty of energy to punch through one side of the skull, but not both. So it'll, you know, and everyone knows you have to get headshot with zombies to be effective.
Right.
So it'll penetrate one side of the skull and then kind of bounce around on the inside, scrambling zombie brains, and that's a particularly effective thing. So
it could also lessen the mess as well. I mean, if you shoot a 22 round into a zombie's brain, it'll likely stay in there, not pass out the other side. So you won't have exploded heads and nasty zombie. You know, it's going to be nasty enough having to deal with cleaning up a zombie body. You don't want to have zombie brains all over the place. You know, that would be even worse.
You know, I've never seen that dealt with in any of these zombie shows. Like, what happens if you only partially damage a zombie's brain? Like, is there, you know, can a zombie have a stroke? Is it like a zombie with, like, half of their body functioning or something like that? I've just never seen that dealt with in a show. I find it interesting. Does it really have to destroy the whole brain?
Yeah, good question. I don't know. Does the zombie heart beat?
I don't know. I'm not sure about the zombie heart beating, but a book you could read for further information, and I believe it would be available through shop.freetalklive.com, would be the Zombie Survival Guide by Max Brooks. It's an excellent resource for surviving a zombie apocalypse, and I'd highly recommend it.
Cool, man. So, I don't know. Did you get out what you were holding for? I don't even know if we went there.
That was absolutely it. That was all.
All right, yeah, Dominic, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
I want to give somebody a plug, actually, because you know, I've been looking forward to this for a while, and I'm hoping that he's going to have it at the next Liberty Forum coming up here. Are you aware? You know Devin Standard, right?
Yes.
Yes.
He's the gun guy.
Yes, and he's been writing a book on zombies.
No kidding.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
He's been writing a book on zombies, and from the sounds of it, when I heard the description, I've been really looking forward to it, and I think that he will have it at this Liberty Forum. He was just finishing it up, and he was, you know, getting it published and everything at the last Liberty Forum, so I believe that now he will have his book ready.
He would be a good one to have around, too, if it's a zombie apocalypse. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, we were talking about violent video games in the last hour. They are once again under fire in the mainstream media, where various different politicians are trotting out the old canards about how, it's the violent video game's fault. It's not this guy was just crazy. It's just that he was killing people in Call of Duty, and so if he hadn't played Call of Duty, he never would have had the gumption to go on a rampage and kill elementary schoolers.
Right.
The story here from Reuters, where there's some politician named John Rockefeller, who is a senator out of Washington, who's proposing that there needs to be yet another study to see if violent video games has somehow impacted children. Of course,
it has, actually. Violent video games have absolutely affected children.
In what way?
In the way that since the announcement of violent video games have come out, and with each successively more violent video game, the crime rates over the past few decades have dropped exponentially.
Now, of course, correlation is not necessarily causation.
It's very strong correlation, though. I mean, it's like extremely strong correlation too. You can watch graphs dip as certain video games have come out and their popularity has gone up. I mean,
really?
It's oh yeah. there are some graphs of it that are, like, incredibly
strong. What are the suggestions there? I mean, are they suggesting that if someone plays Grand Theft Auto and is able to, you know, rob somebody in a video game or kill someone in the game, that that somehow takes away from the desire
to
act out in real life?
Pent-up stress and, you know, aggression that they have, you know, resulting from their alcoholic father abusing them or something. You know, I don't know. I don't know what reasons, you know, these kids that were violent before are suddenly not turning to violence as much now. But it seems like that especially a lot of the minor, you know, hijinks that kids would get into in the past that would lead up to bigger, more aggressive acts would be sort of cut off by the fact that they're just busy playing video games, and they get out that, you know, they get out the little aggression, so they never get that craving for more aggression. You know, they don't become cops.
Activision,
by the way.
Activision's Blizzard's latest title in its Call of Duty franchise, Call of Duty Black Ops 2, hit $1 billion in sales 2 weeks after its launch last month. Other popular video games, I mean, can you imagine? Movies feel, you know, the movie companies feel good if they make $100 million.
Right.
$1 billion in sales 2 weeks after its launch. That's huge.
Yeah.
Other popular video games include Microsoft's Halo 4, in which players kill aliens. The game racked up $220 million in global sales on its launch day in November. The Hobbit movie just, you know, broke records, box office records, by pulling in $85 million in a weekend.
I bought Halo 4.
Mike Hickey, analyst at National Alliance Capital Markets, says backlashes against video games were not rare, but he was unaware of an instance of games being pulled off store shelves in the past. When the Columbine school shooting happened in 1999, there was a similar outcry because the two perpetrators were students who played the shooter game Doom, according to Reuters. Executives at Hollywood movie studios and TV networks have mostly laid low this week as Americans seek answers to the Newtown slaughter and discuss how to prevent similar gun violence. However, content seen as sensitive has been pulled from the airwaves, including an episode of the sci-fi TV series Haven that contained violent scenes in a high school setting, and the premiere of a TLC show next week called Best Funeral Ever.
Oh my God.
Discovery Channel canceled a third season of its reality series, American Guns, about a family of gunmakers, and some radio stations have stopped playing pop star Keisha's bubbly new single, Die Young, to avoid any potential offense.
Right. Well, that's what I was wondering is, you know, it didn't seem like there's been much backlash against music this time around.
Yeah.
It seems like it's just guns and video games. I haven't heard anything like, Marilyn Manson,
Well, you know, back in the day, music certainly was more influential. I mean, it had a bigger market share.
It really does show just how much music sucks these days.
It had a bigger market share as far as young people is concerned. I mean, you look at the early 1990s, and music was much bigger, I think, back then than it would be today due to the competing media.
Right.
I mean, if young people have a limited amount of money to spend on media, are they more likely to buy the new CD from, you know, 50 Cent, or more likely to buy Call of Duty?
I think that it's possible that Skrillex is reprogramming people's brains with those sounds.
In a very bad way?
Yeah, it's making people kill people because of the, you know, the programming with the weep noises.
It's as legitimate as any of these other claims. By the way, Django Unchained is coming out this weekend, and of course there will be plenty of violence in that film, as well as Jack Reacher starring Tom Cruise. Parents Television Council praised the response of the entertainment industry this week, but said it shouldn't be confined to the immediate aftermath of such tragedies. Council President Tim Winter said in a statement, quote, "If a television network changes its programming because of content that could be insensitive today, why would that same content be appropriate at a later time?"
I think we should treat the Parents Television Council exactly like we treat these mass murderers. Just stop giving them any attention.
They're terrible. They are a group that is very busy with getting involved in your media buying decisions. They would prefer that you not have access to anything of an adult nature because some child could see it.
Right.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And what's wrong with kids seeing violent things in movies and video games anyway? We can talk about that aspect of this discussion as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-790-4961 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-790-4961 to take your call now. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaprion e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number tonight for you to bring up what you want, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And those features do include the webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact. So if you'd like to see Johnson and I here in the studio, you can do that at cam.freetalklive.com. It's free, like the rest of the features on our site. Once again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. And are you looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear? Well, ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brands you want at the lowest prices. Ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. A lot of that stuff you'll need in the zombie apocalypse. ManVentureOutpost.com, they are family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. They've got the lowest prices. Go see for yourself. And when you're ready, get it quick from ManVentureOutpost.com. That's ManVentureOutpost.com. As we continue here, we're talking about an article over here at Reuters where they're going once again on the attack, these people like the Parents Television Council, some Senator John Rockefeller, on the attack against violent video games and to a lesser extent movies and music, but really focusing on violent video games because the killer in the Connecticut shootings had allegedly played Call of Duty.
Right.
And that is a first-person shooter, meaning that, for those that don't understand games, that meaning that the perspective in the game is as though you're looking through the character's eyes, and you're looking straight on into the world in which you're playing, and frequently the purpose of those games is to basically kill whatever moves. Sometimes there are teammates involved, you generally don't want to kill them, but otherwise you kill whoever it is that the game determines are your enemies. And I think it leads to a larger conversation about violence in media and the suggestion being that it's somehow a bad thing. And I think that there's a legitimate critique about American culture, and that is that American culture is generally okay with violence in media, but at the same time, frightened to death of sex in media. And I think that's a completely legitimate critique.
Well, that depends.
What do you mean?
Well, is Jesus in the media?
It depends on which media you're talking about.
If Jesus is there, then violence is okay.
Explain yourself.
Well, I mean, for example, look at the
Mel Gibson movie?
The Passion of the Christ.
Yeah.
You look at the violence in that, and you look...
Have you seen it? I've only heard about how violent
it is. I've seen scenes from it. I have not watched the entire movie. Really feel actually kind of like...
I've heard it's like statistically
I'm not
violent.
Really interested in watching the whole Jesus story. Yeah. Like, I've read it. You know, I've read the Bible. I've read all these things. And really watching a movie about it that's just despicably violent is just doesn't hold a lot of interest for me. That said,
fetishistically violent.
Yeah, like that said, I do like a lot of movies, and I don't really mind violence in movies, so I really should have watched it by now. But
I have to say that there's a certain point at which I get a little uncomfortable. Like, you know, movies about torture. I'm not into that.
I don't know. They're not that. It's from what I've seen, from the scenes I've seen, yes, it's very violent, and they have actually cataloged, like, in some of these scenes, like, oh, well, this is how much does this happen? How many gallons of blood were used in this scene?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's bad. I mean, it's really, like, ridiculous. But as far as gory movies go and, like, cringing, not really. I've seen a lot worse scenes in movies where I'm just like, ugh. I cringed more at the scene in RoboCop where the guy gets doused in toxic waste and he's like walking down the road and it's like, oh, that's horrifying. You know, not so much with Passion of the Christ, although Passion of the Christ is way more violent.
Okay, so what was the point you were making?
So the point I'm making is that it seems like Americans are totally okay, or at least Christian Americans are totally okay with violence when it's
their God.
You know, it's like a religious thing. It's their God or, you know, whatever. It's like, oh, then it's like, yeah, violence. Show how much he paid for our sin.
That's a good point, because they are turning to Tim Winter, the president of the Parents Television Council, which is nothing more than our religion should rule. We have a particular viewpoint, and it's going to be shoved down your throat if
we get also, our way. You know, also when it's, you know, oh, look, it's this episode of Cops. Look, they're beating the hell out of a criminal we don't like. You know, like, oh, yeah, get him.
Then violence is acceptable
to
those people. Yeah, I think you're making a good point there.
Or if it's their, you know, Sunday football game, then violence is okay. Hockey, great.
But from a larger perspective, is it bad? Is it dangerous to the human psyche to be steeped in all of that violence?
If you combine it with alcohol, I'd say yes.
I think that, most people who are sane can understand the difference between fantasy violence and the real thing. Obviously, there are some people who are not sane, in which case, I don't know if violence on TV would have an effect on those people. They may just be violent, period, because, you know, there's plenty of evidence that humans were violent towards one another for a very long time and still are in a lot of different ways, although I've heard that 2012 has been the most peaceful year known to man worldwide. You know, obviously the U.S. government is a problem, but as far as other worldly conflicts are concerned, there just hasn't been as much violence worldwide, from what I saw recently in a report. So things are maybe getting more peaceful over time, but the history of humans is a pretty violent one, and even before movies existed, people were killing each other.
There is a fantastic, if anybody's aware of TED.com, TED, which stands
for speeches.
The TED speeches stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design, mm-hmm. Which is generally the topics that they talk about. But essentially, it's just basically they take the smartest people on the planet and have them discuss their areas of interest. And one of them is this guy, Steven Pinker. Well, I don't necessarily agree with all of Steven Pinker's politics. He has a great video that's titled The History of Violence, and he talks about how, you know, humanity, we are at the most peaceful time in history, how crime rates have gone down, how also just heinous acts of violence are no more. I mean, if you go back, like, you know, several hundred years to, you know, certain times where, I mean, we had things like the Iron Maiden and the Brazen Bull, where, you know, the Iron Maiden, if you don't know necessarily what that is and you only know the rock band,
yeah.
The Iron Maiden was a, you know, basically like a casket, like device that had nails on the inside. So when they close it, you know, essentially the person is, you know, bleeding out because the nails have pierced through all the various points in their skin, and it's just horribly, horribly painful. You know,
I
or they would just
know that.
Leave people on a bed of nails for extended periods of time until the nails finally, like, you know, go into their skin, because it doesn't pierce right away, but it causes agonizing pain.
Put someone on a rack, draw on cordurone.
There was another one where they would chain someone to a frame, like a giant ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
And chain them so that their arms and legs are backwards to this ball, so they're facing out from the ball, and then just roll the ball down a rocky hill. Brazen Bull was a big brass bull sculpture, like literally a bull with holes in the nose, and it's made of brass, and what they would do is they would put someone inside this sculpture, right, this big brass sculpture that had like a horn for the nose, and so what would happen is they'd light a fire under it, and the fire would gradually heat up the brass bowl. So what would happen is when the person inside was screaming, the screams would go through the horn in the bull's mouth, and it, you know, I don't know if you ever, you know, made blown through like a trumpet without actually like making the, you know, using a reed, it sounds like a bull. And so this person's screams would be converted into the music of a bull. And these are the types of things that were commonplace.
Long before any sort of media that we're discussing here. Right. 855-450-FREE. Quentin Tarantino has a few thoughts on all this violent media stuff in a moment. We'll share that. It's Free Talk Live. You take a try.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll free number tonight for you to bring up what you want, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
Don't forget, on our site, we got a lot of features. We give them all away. The mobile site's one of them. Go to mmobile.freetalklive.com. You get quick access to our live streams. Got a broadband version, a mid-band, and a narrowband version of the show. We've got those streams available to you 24 hours every single day. So you can go and enjoy them, m.freetalklive.com. And that's one of many features on our website. And it's also thanks to great sponsors like the Mortgage Minute Guy. A mortgage for 2.5%. Yeah, you can have one. 2.5% on a 15-year fixed mortgage. That's the actual rate, not some kind of introductory sham. It's unlikely you've ever seen a rate this low. The advantage to a 15-year fixed is far less paid in interest over time, and at 2.5%, if you refinance, you'll likely have the same payment, but pay far less in interest because you won't pay nearly as long. On a $150,000 house, your payment will be just under $1,000. Go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com and fill out their three-question application or give them a call. We'll give you the number in just a moment. They do loans in all 50 states, and their loan experts can answer all of your questions. The number for Mortgage Minute Guy is 866-288-0088. Again, that's 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com. We're discussing the issue of violence in the media, specifically violent video games. They are being targeted yet again, with one senator claiming he wants to do another study. Of course, the electronics, the electronics software something or other, Entertainment Software Association, has already done plenty of studies. They've already collected these things over time because this has been done before where, various different politicians have demanded some kind of study be done, and of course it ends up finding out that no, violent video games are not encouraging kids to go and commit massacres. In fact, Johnson, you said that there's evidence to show the opposite, that yep. violent video games are actually preventing young people from going and committing violent crimes. And, of course, the Parents Television Council doesn't care about any of that. They would just like to keep any kind of mature television content off the airwaves in the United States because they think that their view of how things should be everyone's view. And Tim Winter is their council president. He's quoted saying, quote, if producers and performers rightly question whether their industry is complicit in creating a violent media culture that feeds off real-life tragedies, why would there be a later time to produce and distribute more of it? However, director Quentin Tarantino called the Newtown shootings a horrible tragedy, but in an interview with CNN on Monday, he declined to link screen violence with real-life events, saying, quote, this has gone back all the way down to Shakespeare's days. When there's violence in the street, the cry becomes, blame the playmaker! And you know, I actually think that's a very facile argument to pin on something that's a real-life tragedy. So your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. Maybe we need more.
I don't think you read that Quentin Tarantino quote nearly cool enough.
No, I'm sorry. I am looking forward to seeing his movie, though.
I am too.
Django Unchained, which is apparently, to some extent, a remake of an older movie.
Oh, I don't know. I guess there makes sense.
There was an original Django Unchained, but I don't think Django in the original was a black man. So that's one of the things. There's been some changes made to the film. Anyway.
There's also a programming platform called Django. Yeah.
Should be interesting. I'm looking forward to it. Of course, you're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. And the overall conversation about violence in the media, there's a lot of it. And the good news is you're not forced to watch. If you're not into it, there's plenty of media out there that you can enjoy that is in no way, shape, or form violent. There's lots of comedy movies out there that don't involve more than slapstick, kind of violence or none whatsoever. Plenty of kids' films that, you know, the conflict is very nonviolent. To say that people should somehow be prevented from doing these things is ridiculous. And even if something outrageous like some legislation were to come down that were to ban violent video games, all it would do is drive it underground. It would just make violent games part of the black market, and then you would end up probably having even more violent, even more sick, fetishistic, disturbed, twisted games.
Speaking of sick and disturbed and twisted, I saw a great commentary today by Maddox. I don't know if you know.
He's a blogger, right?
Yeah, he's a blogger. He does like the best page in the universe.net mm-hmm. or something. It's very funny. He does videos occasionally. Every few months he does a video. And he did a video apparently recently and released it that talks about the claymation, or it's like a stop motion series about Rudolph comes out every year.
Yeah,
he does a commentary, a very convincing commentary about how Rudolph shows the worst in humanity in that series.
It's been too long since I've seen it.
Okay. He just shows example after example of how they're just, how all the other reindeer are just racist, bigoted, just hateful, horrible, and how Santa knew about it the entire time because absolutely, of course, Santa is able to tell if people are naughty or nice.
So he should know about his own ability, reindeer,
so he
right?
should have known about his own reindeer, exactly.
Yeah.
And so this commentary just talks about how Santa is evil because of
interesting.
This. And it's very funny.
I heard recently that Rudolph is transgendered.
That wouldn't surprise me, sure, I guess.
Let's continue here. 855-450-FREE. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. In other news, a seventh grader, according to CBS New York, violent video games are drawing the scrutiny in the wake of the Newtown Elementary School tragedy. Some gamers are already giving them up voluntarily. CBS2's Lou Young met one seventh grader in Newtown on Thursday who was gathering a selection of his personal video games. He was getting rid of them. For one reason, and he said he wants you to get rid of yours as well. Max Goldstein says, All of it is kill. Just kill as many people as you can without dying. Each one is what they call a first-person shooter game.
Apparently
he
hasn't played Portal.
In which the... Well, he's saying all of his games are that way.
Stop buying those games, you dummy.
They're among the most popular games. They talk about what first-person shooters are. Violent, engaging, and some say addictive. In the aftermath of the tragedy at Sandy Hook Elementary School, Goldstein and his brother decided it was a digital world they could no longer embrace. Goldstein says, I think it's really rude and disrespectful to the families who lost children to play these games.
Well, yeah, if you go to their house and set up the game system in their living room and like, this is your kid that I'm shooting.
With his parents' help, he's created a group called Played Out that uses the slogan, we choose not to play.
Oh. God. This kid reminds me of Man Cow.
Why?
Well, Man Cow, you know Man Cow has made...
He's a talk show host.
Yeah, he's a talk show host out of Chicago who made tons of money by being a shock cock.
Yep.
And he went and he made, like, the People's Radio, like, talk, whatever. He made some sort of organization for basically for censoring radio.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's, like, went big into this. This is, like, 2 years ago, I think, that he started this.
I have not heard of this, and I, you know, I read all the industry publications.
So yeah, that's interesting.
How did I miss
this? Wow, yeah. So, yeah, just have to look up
what does he want to censor?
Eric Mancow Muller.
Yeah, but what is he looking to censor?
Oh, he's everything. Like, he doesn't want any sort of, like, any kind of racy talk.
No more salacious commentary.
Yeah,
no more using alternative terms like frack or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's just wants it as censored as possible.
Yeah, I have to say that I was kind of surprised, because I'd always heard that he was like a shock jock kind of morning show, morning zoo kind of guy. And then I heard he's like just a run-of-the-mill conservative.
Yeah, he changed and started doing, well, he started for a while doing conservative talk radio. I mean, he essentially was run out of the whole shock jock thing a while ago, because he just became a failure at it. Something happened. It's like when the original fines started coming down with Howard Stern, he freaked out.
Ah, changed his game.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and a lot of radio show hosts did at that time, ran from their careers in talk radio.
Well, I remember what happened when we were on the air during the Janet Jackson debacle. That was kind of what kicked it all off. The manager of the radio station we were on at that time, and you had a show on that station as well, Taste of the Goods, she kind of freaked out over that.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's
we ended
why
up
I left
leaving
that show.
Yeah, we ended up leaving that station as a result of...
Well, I did a lot sooner than you did.
855-450-FREE, you take control here. More about these youngins deciding to give up their video games, and they want you to as well. Plus, we'll take your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention all men with a beer belly. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that men who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news. Because men who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa for Men, a new and easy way for men to lose weight all over. To experience effective weight loss results without calorie counting, meal plans, or traditional dieting, you must be a male over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-936-2858 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa for Men. Now, you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa for Men. 1-800-936-2858. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-936-2858.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly, 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number tonight. 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts if you get on the line here. We've got at least another hour left as long as the world doesn't end here. So, by the way, tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
I don't really think the world's going to end, but certainly a lot of people do. And if we manage to make it to tomorrow night, Daryl will be bringing you the End of the World special. We're going to pack the show full of all manner of End of the World nonsense. So, 855-450-FREE. Got a little bit of it tonight here.
That's Daryl of FPP.cc, right?
That's right.
FPP.cc.
We're going to get back to your phone calls here. Want to make sure that, well, we were covering a story about some young men in the Newtown area, Newtown, Connecticut, who have started up a group called Played Out. They use the slogan, "We choose not to play," that is, violent video games. Goldstein, Max Goldstein is his name, he's in 7th grade, and his mom says, "We hope people will drop off and destroy them." Talking about their games. Adults are wondering why they didn't think of it first. Roberta Middleman, the boy's mother, that was the brother who said, "We want them destroyed."
Well, you know, old video games would make a really great target for skeet shooting.
Mom said, "It's just great. I think it's just great that the kids thought of something." Goldstein said his goal is to reduce violent video games by a third in American homes. You can start dropping them off Friday. The first of the bins will go up at the Newtown Sports Academy in the morning.
I'm sure this is horribly prejudiced of me, but I really, every time I hear him, I'm just thinking of him talking like this, you know, like, I think that these kids should really get rid of their video games, you know.
We've got actually video here. We probably could find out how they talk. But let's go first to Bobby. He's in Lakeland, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Bobby.
Yeah, speaking of video games, today in New York, they banned 12,000 people from online gaming, like Microsoft Xbox Live or World of Warcraft, you know, Blizzard, Sony. They also participated in it for sexual offenders that can't have an online gaming account.
And oh, wow.
What?
That's crazy.
They might not get a refund or anything. And
So they hold on. Let me make sure I'm clear on what you said. They took 12,000 sex offender names and cross-checked them against the online registries for Sony and Xbox and pulled their accounts.
Yep, exactly.
Wow.
So if you're a game manufacturer, what you really want to do is start accepting Bitcoins.
Well, they had the...
Bitcoin.
Well, no, they had the cooperation of Sony and Microsoft in this.
Well, Sony and Microsoft, but it, you know, there, I'm sure there are a lot of other games out there that don't necessarily have those types of situations.
True, like if you know. Have a if you have a computer, a PC-based game, frequently right. those are independent servers that are running, and there's no centralized server that keeps any account information on those games. So you can go and play Counter-Strike with anybody you want around the world, and no central authority is aware of that.
So it is interesting to me that Microsoft and Sony would cooperate in that, willfully say, oh, we're going to dump all these customers.
Well, what do they want to right. be labeled as supporting sex offenders?
Right.
I get what you're saying, but it's going to be bad PR.
Yeah, if sure.
Sony puts it out there that Sony's protecting their sex offender gamers.
Yeah.
If it's not safe for you to play online, if thinking you're not safe enough to play an online game, I don't see why you should be out in society. You should still be in prison.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous, personally. I mean, these guys, the idea that they're going to somehow use the video game system to commit find their next target.
Well, apparently it's happened multiple times.
Really?
Yeah. World of Warcraft, especially. It's happened many, many times that they've found their next victims through World of Warcraft.
That's incredible.
Many reports have had World of Warcraft ties.
Wow.
To sex offenders finding underage victims.
They'll be in jail, I think.
Bobby, thanks for sharing that tonight. Anything else on your mind?
That's it, buddy.
Appreciate the call.
But, to counteract that, I mean, I'm not saying that I agree with that. Because I'm just thinking, again, like...
Do they find somebody in their area, or are they traveling, across the country?
Across the country in some wow. cases, yeah. I mean, there's been, these World of Warcraft marriages.
Sure,
where people,
sure.
So that has happened, but it's also happened that, you get, a 40-year-old guy that goes and finds a, 14-year-old girl somewhere mm-hmm. halfway across the country and shows up and stuff happens, and it's just,
wow.
it's strange world. But, I mean, you would think, though, that if somebody's a sex offender, that they could also potentially find an outlet. And I know a lot of, the real puritanical people really hate to think about this, but, there is something to be said for, them getting their kind of fake fix, It's like, if it's porn, that's a fix for some guys. That's that's how they get their thing, without having to go and do something real that's, whatever, I don't know. I'm just thinking, is there a way that they could satisfy their urge? Like, if we're saying that it's violent video games have effectively satisfied some people's urge to commit violent acts,
mm-hmm.
why wouldn't the same be necessarily true for somebody who's got some kind of a sex problem? Couldn't they get their satisfaction and have less urge to commit some kind of real...
It would be interesting to look, and I'm sure this must have been done, this study must have been done, to look at, the countries that have legal prostitution, for instance, and see, are there fewer rape cases in those countries, where you've got the red light districts and there's no shortage of available women who are willing to, and men, who are willing to sell themselves, sell their sexual
right.
services to willing buyers. Does that do something to reduce the amount of sexual assaults and rapes?
I wonder, because I've always heard that rape was not really about sex, that it's really
about more power.
About a power thing, and you're not going to get that from buying sex.
It depends. I think it depends on who the offender is. I think
right.
it's probably about both, depending on who you talk to. But your thoughts are welcome at 855-453. Keith, listening in South Carolina, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Keith.
I wanted to comment on this. First of all, the boys in Newtown that are doing this, I think that's an understandable response under the circumstances, and I would be interested to see how long that lasts, because over the years I have seen similar things happen and youth and parents take similar actions, and it hasn't lasted. So that would be my.
Of course, it's not going to last. It's going to be a flash in the pan. I think it may even be a trick to try to get people to drop off their games so these kids can find kind of sort through them and get some free games out of the deal.
Well, having said that, I do believe that violent video games, although not the cause, because I believe there are a variety of contributors, do contribute. And I think one of the things is you mentioned movies years ago, and you also mentioned the, being a violent nation where we had drawing and quartering. Well,
Drawing and quartering happen in the U.S.?
Unfortunately. But I think that it desensitizes. And there have been...
You think what desensitizes? Violence in the media?
Violence in the media and violence in general. I think, it's not just the issue of guns. These video games, they'll do, it might be bombs next time. It could be someone poisoning the water system. It could be anything that you find in these games.
I have to say, I don't know. I don't necessarily agree that it desensitizes. I don't think that fantasy violence is in any way related to real violence. I mean, just to give you a personal example, I've seen plenty of violent films involving various different body parts being harmed in some way, shape, or form, the person being harmed, killed, etc. And then when I saw, I'm sure you've heard of the series Faces of Death.
Yeah.
It's kind of this classic series. It was originally on VHS back in the 1990s, which shows real, what are ostensibly real death scenes that were caught on tape, frequently accidentally. And when one of them I saw involved a guy like that had somehow had his foot semi-severed. And, you could see, the bones.
On the axle of a car, I believe.
I forget which one it was, but it was so horrifying looking. Even though I, as a young person, had seen all kind of violent movies and things like that, I was absolutely stricken by this. I mean, it was just horrible to look at. And that's because it was real. And it was still on video. Yeah. Had I seen that in real life, it would have been even more striking, I have a feeling. So to make one akin to the other, I think it's just not... I don't think it's desensitizing.
I would tend to agree, except, and I don't know how old you are. I'm 45 myself.
I'm 32.
But when I was growing up, the difference between when we saw these video games and we saw these movies...
All right, hang on. I'll let you continue your thoughts here in a moment. We're going to get to you, Keith, in moments after the news. Coming up here, more with Keith. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. Is he right? Do these violent video games, violent movies, are they desensitizing people to what real violence is? Hour 3 is on the way. Free Talk Live.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.